For God, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. As I read before, Bible says that the thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy. The enemy came to take away life. Jesus came to give it back. The enemy wanted to separate us from the Father because he lost his position and he's jealous and he hates God because of how much he loves you. Or he hates you because of how much God loves you. And he wants to, the only way he can get back at God is to put a gulf between you and him. But God knew from the beginning the fall that man would experience. And he put in place a plan from the beginning that Jesus would take our place and he would pay that price so that we don't have to go to where we didn't belong in the first place. Galatians 3:13 says that Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on the tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Jesus came and took that curse. He paid the price for that separation so that through him we can have union and oneness with God the Father. So don't let the world, don't let people talk you out of your salvation or talk you out of hearing the gospel, the hearing the good news. Don't let them convince you that you can find another way into heaven. If there is another way into heaven, then why did Jesus have to come? When he was in that garden, he said, Father, if it be thy will, let this cup pass from me. If there be any other way, if there's any other means by which man can be reunited and reconnected with you, the Father, and that he can be one with you, let this cup pass from me. Don't let me have to go through all of this pain and the suffering and the torment and the torture and all the things that he had to experience. If there be any other way, but not my will, Father. Not my will, Father. He went through it for you. He went through it for me so that we didn't have to go through that suffering, so that we didn't have to spend an eternity in utter torment and utter hell. He went through it all so that we could experience the depths and the heights and the vastness of his love. That there's a vast contrast between what is it like to be in connection with the Father and to be separated. And on this earth, we have the opportunity to make the choice to which direction we're going to go. So many people want to say, well, I don't want to trust God. I don't believe in God, but I also don't want to go in hell. So they're thinking they're trying to go down this middle path like it's an option. And the only option that exists right here is a span of time for you to make a choice. But in the end, if you don't make the right choice, you are already destined to go to a destination that you don't want to go. If you make the right choice, oh, you're going to the most amazing, awesome, wonderful, unimaginable, glorious place that exists. But if you don't make that right choice, you're going to a place where there's utter pain, torture, torment, and there is no in-between. The only in-between you're going to experience is here on this earth. And you have to make the choice to go in the right direction. So I implore you today. I beg you today to hear the word of the Most High God. You have the right to choose Jesus today. Make him the Lord of your life. Make him your Savior. Let him be your Redeemer. He's already done the work. All you have to do is hear it and believe it, and receive it. And he will gladly show up in your life and be the Lord that you need him to be, because he knows you better than you know yourself. And he knows what you need more than you know what you need for yourself. And he's going to cause you to prosper and call you to bloom and to grow and to be successful in whatever area of your life where you're called. But you got to make that choice first. Because you can go through life and be the most successful person ever. You can make all the money in the world. But what does it profit you to make all of that and lose your soul? To wind up in hell. It's not that those things aren't important. It's they're in the wrong priority. They're in the wrong order. Your number one priority, your number one order is making sure you're headed in the right direction. Then all these things are added to you. Then all these things are become a benefit. Then all these things become a bonus. These things become a blessing. They can produce good things in this earth because you've made that right choice and you're doing it from the right perspective. But if you make the wrong choice and you're headed in the wrong direction and you do all these good things, it's for naught. It doesn't amount to a hill of beans. It is important that you choose Jesus.